Putting the nice in the spice, more soul in the Super Bowl, putting the funk in your trunk. It's Groovadelica.
Yes,
this
yes.
This is J-Star, UK. Out of here.
Hello, hello, hello,
hey,
hello.
Hey.
Welcome back. It's been a while. Welcome back to Groovadelica. Jason Eli here with my man, Carl.
Mr. Carl Benjamin.
How are you, bro?
I'm great, mate.
Good, man. Good. Sorry we've been away. We've been a little bit busy, haven't we?
We've had a few things going on, mate.
Loads happening. But we've
having
got
children we don't know about, things like that.
Well, keep that to yourself, mate. Jeez. How you doing out there? We've got a very special show coming your way today. Now, UK. You might have heard of the UK. Lovely spot.
And the right soccer, mate. Oh, is
great.
It soccer?
It's, yeah, we call it football, mate. Not
yeah, that's
soccer.
Right, soccer. Yeah, sorry,
Jesus,
mate. Football,
Kiwis,
yeah.
Man. It's called football.
That Manchester United soccer team, mate, yeah.
One of the other things that's beloved in England and the UK where I'm from, apart from football, is music. Black music. Now, starting in the late 70s, like I obviously grew up in England. I'm from the UK. I'm British, so I have a real affinity with a lot of these records. Right. There's a certain sound to UK jazz, soul,
yeah,
and funk,
absolutely.
Which doesn't quite sound like the American stuff.
That's exactly right.
And almost all of this music we're going to play is like that. It's got a certain style, certain flavour.
So maybe to kind of put it in a box for you guys, you're going to hear kind of two distinct approaches or flavours from each one of these shows, right, Jay?
That's right.
So the first show is where England's Britain's trying to find its feet musically in terms of the black types of music. So you're going to hear a lot of American flavours coming through, right?
Yeah, and also there's that thing where we found when I was in the UK at the time, it was just kind of like American music kind of gone wrong or kind of on the cheap. But that was part of the style of it. It was almost like what we'd call like a Cadillac compared to a Ford Cortina, you know. It's like, it ain't quite as styly, man, but it's got its own thing going on, you know. It's got its own flavour.
It's a new motor, mate. It's
a new motor. And you can see that with bands early on, like the stuff like from Incognito, from Level 42, from Freeze. They were really trying to sound like American bands.
That's true.
And they weren't quite getting it, but that was the vibe. That actually gave it its own charm, man.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, they brought their own flavour to it, man. We should stop chatting, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Let you enjoy the show, man. So should we start it off?
Let's do it.
With something that's actually very US sounding, but I've got to tip my hat to this band. Average White Band. And
like the sound of that, mate.
Yeah, got the love. Enjoy.
Chance.
Now this, man, I wanted to start the whole show with this tune because it just has UK, London all over it from the intro right through to the lyrics. This is by the amazing Light of the World. An amazing, of course they say amazing, yeah. You're saying amazing again.
Yeah, mate, that's another pound in the tip jar for that, mate.
It is. Oh, seminal jazz funk band formed by Bluey Monick.
And five other members.
Yeah.
Bluey, of course, was and is the driving force behind Incognito.
Yeah, exactly. So sit back, enjoy this one, man. Fantastic tune. London Town, Light of the World. London Town still sounds good, man. And like, you probably only heard that for the first time a little while ago, right?
That's right. This has been a real education for me, this podcast too.
Yeah,
Jay,
it was
so
cool.
Thank you.
No worries, right? And I like the way you mentioned Roy Ayres, because I never really thought of a Roy Ayres comparison, but listening back to that, it's like, oh yeah.
Well, being a Kiwi, and you end up, you know, growing up being a big fan of whatever's happening at the time, what's coming through the 80s and the 90s, you'd triangulate the sound between the UK and the US, and so when you played me that track, it sounded like Roy Ayres had a baby with Loose Ends. It's still black.
A beautiful
right.
baby, man. Beautiful, beautiful black baby. Who could play the vibraphone. Very talented. Okay, so we're going to move on to a band called Level 42. Now, Level 42 are still going. They had quite a long period of being a pop band, really, but they've always had a bit of a funk vibe. But back in the day, they were real kind of the jazz funk, the kind of jazz funk band. Yeah.
It's interesting to listen to this tune that you're about to hear, which is way before Lessons in Love.
Yeah.
And there's some pretty Blackalicious flavors
there's
going
pretty
on
good
here.
Good styles going on here, man. Yeah, this is called Love Meeting Love by Level 42. Making love together we're as one.
Caramello Tunes on Groovadelica.
So, next up, self-titled song by the one and only Incognito, which of course came up a bit earlier in the show. This band are really interesting because they started in the 70s, and when the lead, not the lead singer, but Bluey Manuk, who produces and drives the whole thing, he said, look, we've always played the same kind of music. It just came around again and got popular again.
Yeah, and I've got to take my hat off to this band because they've just been going. I mean, this is the one band that you can like pinpoint to the birth of the British jazz funk soul scene. And it's still going.
That's right.
And still going.
And of course, they have albums that stretch right into the 2000s and even now. And, you know, a lot of their modern music too. Well, you're going to hear some of it in the next show.
Hell yeah,
because
man.
It's equally as relevant 10, 20 years later.
Yeah, totally, totally. What I love about this track, it's got that typical old school British jazz funk feel about it. It's just got, you can just hear it's done in the UK, hear it's done in Britain. So yeah, enjoy it. This is Incognito.
Hi, this is Bembe Segwe, and you're listening to Groovadelica.
Standing in the dark, hidden in the crowd, trying to see your face, chasing shadows through the
Carl, you were telling me, like, I've never seen Incognito actually live, but you saw them in New Zealand, right?
They were here in 1996. They played at the Power Station in Auckland, and it was the last, very last concert of a world tour.
Wow.
And they had a ball. They loved it because we gave it up. And for the record, like, you know, out of all the concerts that I've seen, that band was really something special, and the vocalists were just, I've never heard anything like it.
Wow.
Those singers that were on that gig.
That's amazing, because you've heard some serious singers, right?
Yeah, I worked with some serious singers in this country too.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, but those, oh, it was a magic
amazing
gig. They're
amazing.
A very special band.
They are. They really, I almost said amazing there, but I didn't stop myself. They are fantastic bands. And, you know, they've been going since 1981. We are going to describe them as the Rolling Stones of British jazz funk, mate. Yeah. Still going strong.
Yeah.
Big ups, cool. Incognito. Now, we're going to move on to a track. We almost didn't put this band in, right, because they're so cheesy.
But they're awesome.
But there's good cheese and there's bad cheese,
right? That's right, mate.
This is quality camembert, man. Coming right at you. Shack Attack. Anybody out there who was around in the UK back in the day would have been driving around in their...
drinking Miami wine coolers?
Yeah, driving around in a Ford Cortina. Anyone who was into soul or jazz funk back in the 80s would have been listening to this band. They probably just don't admit it anymore. This is Shack Attack. Tell us a bit about Shack Attack.
I don't really know that much about them. All right. I know is they're from the UK.
Oh, I mean, tell me what you remember about listening to them, because like you dug Shack Attack. Come on, admit it.
I did. When I was a kid, I loved them. Yeah. It was that club. It was that slick club sound.
Yeah, I did like their melodies, man.
Yeah, that you started to equate with, you know, groovy Brit-based club music. Basically.
It was just they just got really unhip all of a sudden. There was like 1 year happened. It was like everyone pretended to not listen to Shack Attack. But anyway, we're coming out the closet, man, and playing some Shack Attack.
Don't judge us.
Don't judge us. Down on the street. Enjoy. All right, Down on the Street, Shack Attack. Hope you dug that one. Hope you're still tuned in. Are you there? Oh, by the way, if you want to give us any feedback, good or bad, get in touch. info@groovadelica.com is one way of getting in touch with us. Don't forget, Groovadelica is spelled GROOVADELICA.com, or hit us up on facebook.com/groovadelica. We'd love to hear from you, love to get a shout from you. You never know, we might give you a shout back. Moving on to a group called First Light, which featured Paul Hardcastle before he went solo.
Right, which came up on a previous show of ours as well.
Yeah. We played Rainforest, I think. Yeah.
So it was a duo, him and Derek Green.
Yes, and great, great track. I used to hammer First Light back in the day. Love the bass lines. This one's called I Don't Care. Thank you.
Yeah, you can. In this tune, you can really hear that American electro soul flavor coming through.
Yeah, almost you can imagine someone breakdancing to this or something. Do you know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, this is where, like, yeah, we can be cool like the Americans.
Awesome tune. I Don't Care by First Light. All right. So another band I used to play a lot of, and also you know, my big sister Jean. By the way, Jean, hello. How you doing? Big ups to you. A lot of these tunes are down to you, actually, listening to you play these tunes, busting your dance moves. We're going to play a band called Lynx and a big tune of theirs back in the day called You're Lying. Okay, so what can I say more? What more can I say? What more can I say? Then enjoy this one, You're Lying by Lynx.
Can't take the truth now.
Okay, 1981. We're going to go to 1981. This is a stone cold classic. And I didn't even realize this until recently, but actually a top 10 hit in the UK. It's called Southern Freeze by the band Freeze, one of the very first successful British funk bands, if you like. Yeah.
One of the older among us will remember their massive crossover hit A-E-I-O-U.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That was produced by Arthur Baker and a big breakdance fave in the early 80s, wasn't it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. This one here, Southern Freeze, beautiful summer vibes. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Southern Freeze, man. Oh, beautiful tune, beautiful tune. Love reminiscing to that one. Now, here's another one by a band called Eye Level, In the Sand. One reason I really like this particular tune is it's just got a kind of reggae Caribbean flavour to it, which could only come from the UK at this time, right?
That's it. We can't discount the Jamaican and Caribbean emigres
influence.
That were really formative in some of the early music through the 80s and stuff.
And still even through Soul to Soul and stuff like that with the more modern stuff.
You know, you'll hear it with Massive Attack later in our show as well.
Sound system culture, man.
That's it.
This one's called In the Sand by Eye Level. To a track that has got Carl going, yeah,
mate. This is it's got some great elements considering it was made in 1983.
Yeah,
it's got that raw kind of production on it, real self-assured, funky pocket in it, and the vocals are really striking too.
Yeah, man.
Like,
yeah, mate.
Just a week or way ahead of its time, I think.
Yeah, no wonder this was big at the Paradise Garage and plenty of other places back in the 80s. It's still big now. I can drop this tune now and it'll still make a dance floor rock.
Right.
David Joseph, the Larry Levan remix of You Can't Hide Your Love, Island Records, 1983. Bad boy tune.
Amazing.
It is.
This goes out to Mr. Paul Tilley, mate.
Mr. Paul Tilley.
Sorry we're a bit late there, buddy.
Sorry, bro. This one's for you. David Joseph, you can't hide your love.
This is Cosmo, and you're listening to Groovadelica.
right. One of the great things about playing all this old school stuff is it makes you want to dig back.
Which is exactly what we've just done.
Yeah, man.
I went into the cupboard and pulled out all this old vinyl that Jason's been telling me off about because
it's not
in the best condition, is
I'm
it, mate?
I'm partly amazed and partly horrified by the state of this guy's record collection, man. This is like just dust flying off this stuff, wonky records in his cupboard. He's keeping them in his cupboard, man, tucked away at the bottom of the cupboard.
But included in this, in reasonable condition,
yeah,
is this record we're playing to you right now.
Yeah, man.
By Total Contrast.
By Total Contrast from 1986, I think. This is the US remix of Takes a Little Time. Now, this was number one on the US dance hits chart, all right, which is pretty big news for a UK duo, man.
Right.
Yeah. And a great tune, man. I used to sing this with my mates at school, man, back
did
in the
you?
Day.
Yeah, this man. Is the first synth bass line I ever learned on the keyboards,
wow.
Mate.
Funky, man. Funky.
I felt funky after I'd learned it, mate. Yeah.
Takes a Little Time. Total Contrast.
Woo!
There I was, counting my losses, thinking love. I'm sure she's the girl I had seen in my dreams. Hey, 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 yeah. There I was, counting my losses, thinking of how fast ooh, yeah, now my heart is leading me on. My head is on the
heart. Takes a little time to get it right. Takes a little time. Takes a little time, takes a little time. Don't you believe in love? Don't you believe in love? Don't you believe in love? Don't you believe in love?
Okay, so we're coming to the end of the show. We've tried to put a good little selection of cuts for you guys that hopefully gives some idea of what was happening with UK soul, you know, from when it first started to break through in the late 70s through to the late 80s.
Yeah.
And what a great way to finish with this timeless, epic tune by none other than...
Loose Ends, man. Right. If there's one tune that epitomizes UK soul... past, present, and future, it will be this one. Loose Ends.
Hanging on a String.
Steve Nichol. Jane Eugene. Fuck, I forgot the other guy's name.
Chris McIntosh, was it? No.
Oh, Carl McIntosh.
Carl McIntosh.
Carl McIntosh. Enjoy.
After all this time.